time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to start your day out right. And joining us this week is Elizabeth Evans from St. Matt's Episcopal Church. She is the Youth Ministries Leader or Youth Ministry Director or Director of Youth Ministry. What is your official title? How do they officially...
Director of Youth Ministry, but you know, there whatever, you it works.
I like that. Director of Youth Ministry.
Yep.
That shouldn't be that hard to remember.
It was close enough.
It was close enough.
I'm pretty lenient.
She handles the utes, that
yes,
youth group
I
person.
Do.
She handles the utes.
Also known as the crazy person.
Yeah, I mean. The crazy one that goes. Well, you've been doing it for quite a while, so, you know.
Yes, I've been crazy for a long time now.
It keeps
now.
You young.
I guess so.
See, the pastor I came up under for years and years and years was a youth pastor.
Oh, okay.
Music leader and a youth pastor before he became a senior pastor. And he always said that. He said, you know, being a youth leader, it's crazy, but it keeps you young.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be able to speak the language and you have to be able to keep up with them. So I guess it does. It's like having teenagers forever.
Yeah. Oh, well. But they don't live with you. You could send them home. That's the great
true.
Part. You know,
that's like... very, very true. That doesn't mean they don't come over to your house sometimes,
no,
but
they,
that's
yeah,
true.
So you know that happens, yeah. Well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. Sounds good. Well, this whole week we've been talking about moving with God, and I actually was, you know, contemplating this and getting ready last night. I was just, you know, I'd like to be prepared. I'd like to pretend like I'm prepared. And God did what he does to a lot of people of faith. And he said, that's not what you're going to talk about. Just put that aside. You can talk about that another day. Today, you're going to talk about how you're so stressed out. So you may notice, now everybody can't see out there, but you may notice I look a little different today. I'm wearing my casual clothes. I got my jeans on. They got some paint on them.
Got your St. Matt's
got my
T-shirt.
St. Matt's.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's because we're moving today.
Oh, boy. Well, you're wise to be here.
Yeah.
Feel free to hang around afterward and let them do it.
If you really like to play real life Tetris with your belongings, then you love moving. Especially if your husband says at 6 o'clock in the morning, before you go, honey, let's move this china cabinet. We need to move that so we can move everything else. Oh yeah, and by the way, the pod people are coming at 10:45, so let's get a move on. Yeah. And don't have any coffee, because that's for later. Just go ahead and move that china cabinet right now. So you can kind of see where my stress level has been this week. It's been a little bit higher than normal. And last night I was pretty stressed out. Of course, I actually had my wits about me and said, maybe I should look at the Word of God, because that probably would help. And luckily, I thought of that because I came across some really, really good verses. And the first one is, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And that's in James 1, 2 through 4. And I was just like, at least this has a purpose, because it sucks. And I said, okay, I got some perseverance. I'm growing some muscles. I'm getting some spiritual muscles. It's going to be great. But I still feel anxious. I mean, I can't get rid of this feeling of anxiety. I know that I should be joyful, but it's just stealing my joy. I just can't make it. So I turned back to the Word of God, you know, because God's given me at least a measure of sanity and been able to do that. And in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, this translation says anxiety, which I love, because we've been trained out of, as Christians, we've been trained out of worrying. You know, don't worry for anything. You know, today has enough worry on its own. Cast your worries on God. Da 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 da. But we tend to say, I'm not worried, I'm just a little anxious. Just a little anxious. Well, that doesn't fly, because this translation says cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So you don't have any excuse now. You got to get rid of that anxiety. You've got to have the right words and the right deeds. You can't just say you're a Christian and then yell at the pod people, which I did not do yesterday at all before I read these verses. They're actually really lucky that I read these verses last night, because this morning I have a call into them at 8 a.m. to talk about that pickup time. So God has given me what I need at exactly the time I need it, so that I don't make an idiot of myself and be a bad example as a Christian with my words and deeds. So maybe you're not moving your house and possessions of 20 years into a new home, but everybody has stress, anxiety, worries, cares, things like that bring us down and make us not such great people to be around and not a good example of being a Christian. Maybe your mom's sick. and you have to take care of her, and you have to drive a long distance to do it, and that's making you worried. Or maybe you have a mystery illness, and you're going to the doctor, but it's just not getting better. Maybe your car broke down. Maybe you're just out on the road, and you're not driving like you should, and somebody yells at you. Maybe you don't have enough money in your bank account. Maybe you're trying to stretch yourself a little too thin financially. There are lots of things that come into our lives that steal our joy, make us say things or do things we shouldn't be doing, or just give us anxiety. All those things we need to cast on the Lord. Give it over to Him. Keep that smile on your face. Keep doing what you should be doing, no matter what's around you. And by the way, all of those things have happened to me this week. So if I can still smile and still laugh, everybody else can too. God's going to give you the measure of joy that you need in order to make it through.
That's a good word. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Sure. Lord, we just pray for everyone out there who can hear my voice today. Lord, we just pray that you give each and every one of them your joy and your peace that passes anyone's understanding, Lord. We pray that no matter what the stressful situation is around them, that they can just cast their anxieties on you and know that you are building spiritual muscles in them, giving them perseverance for all situations. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Elizabeth Evans joining us from St. Matt's Episcopal Church. And tell us about St. Matt's.
Well, we have two services. We have an 8 a.m. traditional worship, and then we have a 10:30. It's a contemporary worship. We have Sunday school for the kids, and I teach the junior high and high school. So that may influence your decision pro or against St. Matthew's. I'm not sure, but I do teach the high school and junior high Sunday school at 10:30. We also have a youth group right after church during the school year. I make a lunch, and we have a car and craft show as well. There's food, music, crafts, cars.
Excellent. And if folks want to find out more information?
You can go to our website, smechurch.org, or you can even stop by if you'd like. It's 5240 Talmadge Road.
All right. Thanks so much for being in this morning.
You're welcome.